And I believe we have with us on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. Thank God.
That's good. Getting ready for Hanukkah?
Well, the cold air is here, so must be Hanukkah is coming up soon.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
The cold air and my new socks.
Your new socks, okay.
I got Hanukkah socks for Hanukkah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know they made Hanukkah socks. You know, I know they make, the sweaters.
Sweater, yeah, the same style. With the menorahs of the Hanukkah.
So the menorah is on the top or the bottom of the sock?
On all over.
Uh-huh.
All
okay.
over.
Okay. But you don't accept... hi, Natif. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good morning, Rabbi. This is Shosh.
Oh, hello,
yeah, my
too.
Mom's visiting as well.
Oh, very nice. You have a whole crowd in the studio.
We have an Israeli settlement here in the studio basement.
Very
Peter.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Good. So this week's Torah portion is Vayishlach. And we see that Jacob returns to the Holy Land after 20 years staying in Haran. And he sends angels, emissaries to Esau, to his brother Esau, in hope of reconciliation. Obviously, everyone knows the story of when he stole his birthright, so on and so forth. His blessings, I'm sorry. But his messengers report that his brother is on the warpath with 400 armed men. And what does it say? The Torah says that Jacob prepares for war, for prayer, and he sends Esau large gifts. What was the large gift? Gifts were hundreds of heads of livestock. To what? To try and appease him. Obviously, then everyone knows the story that Yaakov then ferries his family across the Yabok River. He, however, remains to be able to meet the spirit, the angels of Esau, who wrestles him until daybreak. And Yaakov suffers a dislocated hip. With that, he is, he's given a new name by God, Yisrael, which means he who prevails over the divine. Obviously, he won against the angel. And Yaakov and Esau meet, embrace and kiss, and then part ways. And as the Torah then continues, at the end of the Torah portion, we see that Rachel, Yaakov journeys on, and Rachel dies while giving birth to her second son, Benjamin Binyamin, and is buried roadside in a roadside grave near Bethlehem. And there's many reasons why she was buried on the road and not part of the Marat HaMachpelah in Hebron, where the mothers and the fathers are buried there as well. But she was buried on the side there. When people are always constantly going by in the journeys and everything, they have a place to go and pray. So very, very interesting. You know, following, the years of separation from his parents, Yaakov tries to go back. And as we said, he learns that Esau is advancing towards him and is determined to kill him. And what did we just say? We said that Yaakov was going to confront Esau with a three-pronged strategy: tribute, prayer, and war. So Yaakov first sent lavish gifts to Esau in the hope of, calming his wrath that he had.
Yeah.
And these gifts, included goats and camels and cows and bulls and donkeys. It was incredible. Next, Yaakov engaged in prayer, heartfelt prayer, surrendering himself and his faith to God's compassion. Hoping, okay, God, you need to help me. I've been doing everything you want me to do. You need to help me with this. And finally, Yaakov readies himself and his family for a full-fledged war with Esau. The daily battle, which really, in essence, is what it really is, and that's what hopefully we'll get to in the next couple of minutes. Now, the man is in a constant battle. Man has two parts to it. Man is a mountain of dust, as well as a vision of God. The two brothers, Yaakov and Esau, really these polar forces, two opposites, really represent within the human person. Esav embodies our self-centered, egotistical, animalistical identity, while Yaakov, Jacob, personifies our transcendent, spiritual, and idealistic soul. And it's very, very interesting that the rivalry between the siblings reflects the never-ending tension and struggle between the two forces that we have in our lives.
Till now.
That's 100%. The struggle between our ego and our humbleness, between our selfish cravings and our noble aspirations, between our, you know, impulsive lust and our yearnings for spirituality. None of us is exempt from this daily confrontation. We're always really, really involved in it. The question is how are we going to deal with it? Are we going to be an Esav? Are we going to give in to everything? Are we going to be a Yaakov, which we're going to kill all these things? How do we deal with it? So we have to really employ Jacob's three-step program of gift, prayer, and war. Because first of all, we have to grant Esav some sort of access. We have to acknowledge the animal consciousness living within us. And we have to honor, really, its presence by granting what it needs. We have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to exercise, we have to learn, earn a living so we can have everything that we need, have our physical pleasures. The animal soul deserves to receive a lavish daily tribute from us every day. But the question is, how do we ensure that we don't overdo it? How do we guarantee that we're not going to become something that is so that enslaved to everything that wants me to do something, I do it right away? So what's the first, Yaakov must engage in prayer. He says, rescue me. Yaakov prays as Esav approaches. From the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav, save me. And so therefore, he has to first be able to pray to God to give him that ability to be able to help him and to be able to overcome that. But what is prayer? Just as there is a time to engage the animal soul and pay tribute to its needs and desires, and we give it everything that it needs, we still need to let go of our physical identity and enter into this transcendental oasis of the soul. We put our ego to sleep, and we discover our inner love and spirituality. The first part, we need to give the gifts. We have to first give everything that our animal soul needs. And we want to make sure we don't overdo it. How do we make sure we don't overdo it? What is our way of doing that? It's by praying to God, guide me, help me in the right way. Tell me what I need to do. Every day we've got to be thinking about that. And what happens when you get to this level? You know, it's sad that, you know, sometimes you go to a lot of different synagogues. Or different places anywhere. It doesn't make a difference where. In New York, New Jersey, Israel, it doesn't make a difference. Some of the synagogues are more like, you know, like cemeteries. Very, very quiet. No one's talking. And then there's some that are like a chicken market. Everyone's talking.
They call it sad synagogues.
That's right. Now, because if you think about it, why does that happen? Because we're lacking the daily experience of genuine prayer. To become one. To become that my soul connects with my body. How do I do that? It's by trying to get to a spiritual level of praying. Thinking, putting everything aside and praying. After that, what do you need to do? Then you need to go into the night. If everything doesn't work, then you have to prepare for war. You have to go and take care of everything that you have to do. Forcefulness. So the first thing we cannot in our lives say, okay, I've got nothing to do with that on my animal soul, nothing to do with the world, forget it, I'm done, leave me alone. No. Give it what it needs. Moderation. But you need to pray to be able to help you, guide you to understand what that is and how to do it and how to connect with God. And if all doesn't go, then you get to war. And that's something that is so important that we can do in our lives and what we see that Yaakov did. I know it was a little bit longer than what we normally talk about, but I think it's just something that's so important and something that is so necessary in our daily life, especially with the service that we have between us and God. That's something on this week's Torah portion. And quickly, obviously we know that Hanukkah is just under 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the 15th. Obviously there's a lot of different Hanukkah programs that are happening in the community. One of them is on Wednesday, December 28th. We're going to be having a big menorah lighting in the Devonshire Mall. We're going to be honoring the police department with an appreciation day. The chief of police will be there. The deputies will be there. God willing, the mayor will be there as well. And we're going to have a police special ceremony. Obviously, we're going to light the menorah. It's going to be representative of the police department. We're going to have latkes and donuts and music and dreidels and chocolate coins, as well as we're doing a fundraiser for the camp that the police department runs solely for kids that are not able to go to a regular camp, but not able to afford or go to a camp, period. It gives them the opportunity to enjoy and to experience. The camp is solely funded upon donations, so we're doing a fundraising campaign to help them, to help some of the kids go in honor of the police. They go, it's the Camp Brombell. So anyone that wants to be able to contribute and help towards that, all the money that is collected will go to that specific thing. It's, you can go onto our website, WindsorChabad.com/donate/police. You can bring it to the mall. And this event is being sponsored by all the three synagogues of Windsor, Massey High School, Windsor Regional Hospital. So it's a community event for everyone to come out. The 28th, Devonshire Mall in front of the Dollarama at 4 o'clock.
Rabbi, thank you. I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You as well.
And God willing, we'll have you next week on the Boker Tov Show.
We'll start talking about Hanukkah.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Be
Shabbat
well.
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Don't eat too much, falafel and pina. You know, you guys over there.
Save it for Hanukkah.
Yeah. All right, be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.